welcome to the Light for Living broadcast from the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Thanks for listening to our service today.
literature in Spanish, and we are located in Sebring, Florida. And I always tell wherever I am, and especially with a lot of the familiar faces in here, whenever any of you come and visit the world's largest tourist trap in Florida, I challenge you to leave a day so that you can drive. We're about an hour and a half south of Disney and all of the things up in Orlando, and you can come down and have an opportunity to be with us in Sebring. We left home about noon on Thursday, and we drove pretty consistent coming up. We stopped one time. We stopped and watched it rain for a while, and because it was doing one of those just sheets of rain coming down, and I thought, let's just set this one out. And so we sat and watched it rain for about a half an hour. We stopped at a rest area for about 4 hours, and I would say we rested. I'm not sure that I would define what we did there as sleeping at that rest area. But we were driving hard because we wanted to get into the Des Moines area to where our youngest daughter lives in Grimes, because we needed to get in so we could squeeze some granddaughters in that area. And to some of you that saw the that are friends with us on Facebook, because I guess the picture that I posted yesterday was a little confusing to those of you that know us. We had our one day that we had in Grimes, we had all three of our granddaughters there. And how that worked out was, just a couple of days before we left, Stephanie, who lives down by us, flew up with her daughter, Maddie. So Stephanie and Maddie flew up so that they could, that was their first visit with Stacy's new baby in Grimes. So that's how all of them were gathered together in one place. So I posted a picture yesterday on Facebook about being a happy grandpa because I had all three of my granddaughters to squeeze at the same time. But they fly, Stephanie and Maddie fly home tomorrow. The ministry that God has given to us is the ministry of Spanish publications. Some of you know our background and know that that we spent 10 years living and serving right here at Brayton. And during that time that we lived here, I was working for a company in Atlantic that the things that we did at that company can be easily defined as pre-press. I was working for an in-between company, in between the actual authors and the actual printers of material. I was in the pre-press industry. And God gave me the opportunity to work and learn printing. And and then during our time here, we had evangelistic meetings. And during one of those evangelistic meetings with Brother Hall, those of you that remember those meetings, he challenged me with, have you ever considered doing what you are doing for a gospel ministry? And I said, no. Nope, never considered. I never considered that because I thought that at that point I thought I knew what God wanted me to do. And he challenged us to be a part of a gospel ministry presenting and printing gospel literature. And that was one of those early challenges. Later on, we heard about the Ministry of Spanish Publications at EBI. And it's easy to say, at this point, the rest is history. But the ministry that God has called us to is printing gospel literature. Our purpose of our ministry is to create and aid the Hispanic church in fulfilling the Great Commission. That is the bottom line of our ministry. As you look at the ministry that God has called us to, you can see the gospel and the fulfilling of the Great Commission is at every aspect of our ministry. We are publishing and distributing and training, and all of the pieces of that are all tied to fulfilling the Great Commission. And that's the ministry that God has called us to. And some of you know who we are. My name is Daryl. My wife, Lori. We thank the Lord for the opportunity that He's given us to serve the Lord at EBI. Our ministry is located in Sebring, Florida. And if you were to come to our building to come and see us, the first thing that you would see inside of our building is a showroom, kind of a place that shows off some of the things that that we are producing, some of the materials that God is producing. But the building that God has provided for us is a the footprint is about a 5,000 square foot building. And the first thing that you would see in that building is our showroom. A number of things in that room that kind of show our history. Even though we never actually used that particular Chandler and Price printing press, but it's kind of a shows that we are a printing ministry. This room here is a room that this is where I there. Why is it going backwards? There we go. This room right here is where Lori would work in accounts payable. A lot of the business aspect of EBI takes place in this room. Every week we have opportunities to, as a staff, to gather together and pray for our impact in the Latin world. I want to just kind of touch on a couple of the products that we are producing at EBI, and kind of give you just a little bit of the impact of how these tools are being used in helping pastors, missionaries, nationals in Latin America. To be helpful to them. This is a new book that has never been printed in English. It was actually written in English, but at this point, this book has not been published in English. I'm hoping that someday it will. This is a book that is dealing with some of the cultural issues that are impacting Latin America as well as the United States. It's dealing with same-sex attraction and some of those things, and it's dealing with those issues from a biblical standpoint. And I know that for myself, this book was, you know, when I read this the first time, you know, sometimes you read through things, and as the gospel is presented, sometimes we look at the harshness of a sin, and we only look at the sin. But this book deals with how God can overcome even that particular sin. And I had a friend of mine read this book in English that was dealing with some of this some of these issues in his family. And his response to this book was that book is different than a lot of the books dealing with that particular subject. And he was very complimentary of how this book dealt with those some of those issues. And this was from somebody that had dealt with it in their family. Some of you might have come across this book. This is Christ-Centered Biblical Counseling. We have published that book in Spanish. These are some of the new products that that we have produced back in just the last couple of years. And you can look at some of these on the back table as well. If you're studying systematic theology, it's highly likely that you'd have a copy of Dr. Roland McCune's Systematic Theology. Well, we produced that. It's in English. It's three volumes. We produced it in one volume in the Spanish printing of that book. And again, this book is being used in a number of different Bible institutes, and pastors are using this to help them be able to teach God's Word. For many years, we have been producing Dr. Warren Wiersbe's B series. We've been producing those single books. And as we finally got done with all of the single books of Dr. Wiersbe's B series, we were able to put them into one volume and produce it in one book. This is a really, really exciting book that we just recently published. This book is called Cold Case Christianity. And I challenge you that if you have an unsaved friend that you have had opportunities to share the gospel with, and they have not accepted the gospel, I challenge you to buy this book in English. We have produced this book in Spanish, but the premise of this book, I'll just give you the premise of this book. There was this guy, J. Warner Wallace, and he set his goal was to set out to prove that the Bible was false. That is the premise of the book. And he is a cold case detective. And he made his career solving cold case mysteries. And what he would do is after, you know, 10 or 15 years after a crime had taken place, he would go back and read all of the notes, and then he would go back and investigate those cold case. And what he would find out was that people would forget what lies they told. And they would tell different versions of what happened. And he would piece together these different versions, and he many times could figure out how that crime was committed. And what he was saying was, as people over time tell stories, they would forget the lies that they told, and they would insert pieces of truth. And he set out to prove that the gospel was false. And as the more he studied the New Testament, the more he studied the apostles and how they told the story of what Jesus Christ did, he said they couldn't have been lying, because the more they told, they were always telling the truth. And there wasn't fabricated parts of that story. And through that, he came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and it changed his life. And so he wrote this book called Cold Case Christianity. And he starts out with that premise, and lives are being changed because of that. And so we got the opportunity to translate that into Spanish, and that book is being used in a great way. Just as a little side note of this particular book, as you pray about EBI and our impact into Latin America, starting the second week in August, there is a great big book conference where all of the distributors and people that are moving material around in Latin America. There's a big conference where all these different countries meet together, all in Miami for this book conference, and EBI is a part of this, where we are showing our material so that our material can be used and helping the Latin American church. There's this conference. It's called Expolite. It is a conference where people are showing off their material, and we are showcasing this book at the conference in Miami. And one of the things that that is different about this conference is we are bringing J. Warner Wallace to our conference, and he is going to speak and to talk about that book. Another thing you'll see back there on the back table is these mini books. These are just books that are used in counseling situations. This is the first 16. The next 8 books of this set are in production right now. We are about half of them are collated together, and I'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. One of the things that we get to do at EBI is we get to meet some of these authors. And I will say that the last The last 6 weeks has been it's been kind of rough on some of our authors at EBI. This guy right here is Roland McCune. He was we finished the book. He came and we were able to give him his copy of the systematic theology. Roland McCune was he received his reward just a couple of weeks ago. He passed away, and we were saddened by that. But he was able to come and visit us at EBI just a few months ago. Other authors that that you may know or have heard of, Dr. Help me, Lori. Max. Max Lantz. He is an author that has written a number of books. This is Juanita Purcell that has written a lot of the ladies' books that we have we have produced. Now I need to bounce through a couple of slides here because I've put together some things. This is the songs that we're going to be singing at Bible school, but shows some of the our equipment around EBI and how this is the laminator. What I did is I'd taken a bunch of pictures and sent them to a group up in Pennsylvania. This last week, starting on they actually got into Sebring on Monday, and so Tuesday morning, we had a missions team from Pennsylvania that came to EBI for the week. So all week long this past week, we've had this missions team of seven students and two adults that have been helping us put together and doing all kinds of stuff around EBI. So this last week was a very, very busy week for me. They laminated over 24,000 covers for the mini books. We folded like crazy the books so that they could assemble them together. They creased the covers so that they fold nicely. This is some of the things that they were able to do. They collated, they stapled, and trimmed these books so that they could be used. And right at the end of the week, we were actually packaging them up. And then we were able to put them out in the warehouse. We didn't get any of the new ones put out in the warehouse yet, but we're getting really, really close. And I was razzing the team about drinking coffee. But I want to tell you just a little bit about our lives in Sebring. God has challenged us to be a part of the ministry of Spanish publications. But as He has challenged us to be a part of Spanish publications, He's also challenged us, and we're going to talk about this in just a couple of minutes, He's challenged each one of us to be a part of sharing the gospel. We have to look for opportunities. God has given us opportunities to share the gospel. About a year ago, a group in our community wanted to start an outreach amongst the city kids in our town. There was a group of unreached kids in our community, and we wanted to figure out how can we reach these kids with the gospel. The group Youth for Christ was doing this outreach. And we were, how can we help them? So Lori and I decided, well, we can give up. At first we said, well, when you're short of help, we'll come on Friday night and help. Well, that lasted about 1 week because every Friday night for the past year, we have been involved with building a relationship with these kids in our community. This is just a picture I snapped of the guys playing basketball. And this is the guy that I have been working really, really hard at building a relationship. Jamari is a guy, and he's kind of a big guy, so he doesn't play basketball with the other kids. Okay? And so I started playing, you know, I go in on Friday night many times, and I play some kind of board games with him. And we've been playing a shortened version of Monopoly of every Friday night for many, many, many weeks. We've been playing. Now, when we started playing, you know, I would just clean his clock every single time. And that was because in his culture, if you have money, you hold on to it. Okay? And if you know anything about the game Monopoly, you know that's not the way you win at that game. So he would hold on to his money, and I would invest mine, and then he would land on my properties, and then I'd take all of his money and win. And after I beat him a couple of times, I said, you know that this game is a game of investing. And I started talking with him and building a relationship with him. And I have a really good relationship with Jamari. Jamari had some health issues here a couple of months ago. And I got there on a Friday night, and he wasn't there. And some of the other kids said, well, Jamari's in the hospital. And we were like, well, is it serious, or how is he? So one of our other leaders said, well, I have his mom's phone number. I'll text and see how he is. And we found out that he was having some respiratory issues. It wasn't really, really very serious. But what I did was I told that other leader, I says, now you tell Jamari that because he didn't show up tonight, that means he forfeited and I won. And she told him through text, she told him that. And the next Friday night, he showed up and he was like, that wasn't fair. I'm like, okay. But these are some students that God has put in our pathway that we can have an impact with the gospel. And God has given us an opportunity to be a part of the gospel. Some of the things that EBI is doing, we are involved in... that's not the picture I want. I want this one. We are involved in some conferences in Latin America where we are taking the material to these different conferences. And we have a number of our staff that have been traveling, and they have opportunities to teach and then show how the gospel can change lives, and how this material, the material that we are producing at EBI, can help help them in their various forms of ministry. Again, this picture here is one of those pictures that impacts me, because this picture was taken just outside of Mexico City at a conference where this particular one I wasn't at. We had two of our staff members that were at this conference. And as I look at this table, and as I look at all the different pieces of printed material on that table, every single one of those has come through my print shop at EBI. And God has allowed me to be a part of something much bigger than I'd ever imagined. He's given me the opportunity to be a part of this great ministry. We have needs at EBI. We have opportunities, and we have experience. I'm hurrying because I want to bounce through a couple of more areas that you might find to be interesting. This was an opportunity that we got to visit with one of the radio announcers that is on the radio in Lima, Peru, and he was a part of our distributorship in Lima. Some of you may have heard that Florida is a different place than Iowa. Okay, we like my backyard in Florida. If it doesn't produce food, I don't plant it. So I have a number of things in my backyard, and one of them is my pineapple garden. Okay, and this is the young section of my pineapple garden. This is my avocado tree. The poor little avocado tree is having a hard time standing because it's just loaded with avocados. And this is the pineapple garden that has a bunch of pineapple on it. And you can see all of those pineapple plants with the pineapples on them. And those are plants, not trees. All right. Some people get that. All right. A couple of, it's almost 2 years ago now, we experienced a little bit of weather issues. And we had Hurricane Irma, and that hurricane caused a lot of damage in our part of the state. We survived. Our house survived well. We had no major damage to our house, but it blew a lot of things around, and there was a lot of damage. Most of our neighbors had major damage from that hurricane. There was that picture right there. I should have zeroed in on it, but there's a lot of limbs blew down. There's a whole bunch of shingles in our that were in our front yard. You'll notice that I have a metal roof. I don't have shingles, so a lot of my neighbors had FEMA blue roofs as there was major damage. This was some of the damage in the backyard. Limbs blown down. We did have a little bit of damage to the backside of our EBI building, and that, but it wasn't catastrophic for us at EBI. What I'd ask you to do now is I'd ask that you open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians. And as you open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians, I want us to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. The book of as Paul wrote these two books, 1 and 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, he wrote and he was dealing with some of the issues that had come up since he was there. And so
we hope you enjoyed the Light for Living broadcast from the First Baptist Church in Brayton. If you'd like to join us for our Sunday services, we have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. for all ages, morning worship at 10:30 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. You can also join us Wednesday evenings for prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m.